Here's some additional comments I want to make about the book, Why Men Love Bitches. The first thing I want to say is Why Men Love Bitches and the follow-up, Why Men Marry Bitches. They're great book titles and successful bestsellers. There's no denying that. Number two, the author of these books, Sherry Argoff, has been nothing but supportive of me personally. I've never chosen to write about this subject before until I was asked to comment on it for Lisa Stedman's interview with me. Since both my book and Sherry's are almost 10 years old, I feel it's okay to comment on the concept of why men love bitches. I'm doing so for the benefit of the long-term happiness of women in the area of romantic love relationships. Third point I want to make is many women identify with the theme and the current trend of empowering women. And number four, to quote actor Peter Fitch in his Oscar award-winning performance in the 1976 movie Network, women today are mad as hell and not going to take it anymore when it comes to men and their love lives. Five, confidence is one of the most attractive ingredients in a woman's personal appeal. And these books have a way of instilling more confidence in women. Number six, while it appears that men love bitches, it really isn't love that men are experiencing. It is more of a sick side of romantic attraction. It's the flip side of why women are attracted to cocky, big ego men initially. Another point is, remember that like attracts like. This is a universal law of life. So in this case, anger attracts anger. Just as a woman doesn't want to confuse cockiness for confidence in a man, she must also avoid the mistake of confusing bitchiness with genuine high self-esteem. Another point is attraction is not everything. Attraction is just what happens first. You see, you have attachment, commitment, and fulfillment, which follows equally in importance during the course of love. And what you gain in attraction may hurt a woman in the other areas like attachment if bitchiness becomes her theme. Another point is, while it may appear that men love bitches, it is also why men hate bitches as well. What you end up with is a love-hate relationship, or you get only a part-time boyfriend or part-time husband, which is worse, who wants nothing to do with a woman when she's in a bitchy mood. Another point is, why men marry bitches is even less true unless she's able to manipulate him into a quick commitment. It is more true that men divorce bitches in time. Another point is, what he loves at first may be what he comes to despise later, if it is not aligned with the timeless virtues of truth, beauty, wisdom, harmony, and peace. Another point I want to make is, in time, the consistent emotional state or the identity of a bitch is not going to keep love. It will naturally attract conflict, unhappiness, and instability. And what's worse, it hurts a woman's internal sense of fulfillment. Another point is, instead of bitchiness, it is more the quality of feistiness that is appealing to men. This refinement will help women retain the more positive elements of bitchiness and remove the negativity which the emotion of bitchiness holds. Like an ad that I saw at AMPM Market that they were using to promote a cup of coffee, the ad read, "Feisty little hottie inside." Another point is, the key for a woman, whether it's bitchiness or feistiness or whatever you want to call it, is to make sure that you treat other people well. If your bitchiness causes you to treat other people poorly, and I mean any person poorly, then you are not serving yourself well in an empowering way. Another point is, use your common sense about this whole area of bitchiness. Realize that no one really wants to be around a bitchy person, man or female actually, who complains, criticizes, condemns, or is generally in an unhappy, unsatisfied state. People want to be around and stay around someone who brings joy and increase to life. And my final point is, a wise, smart woman will not set the goal of becoming a bitch, but instead be a source of consistent joy. That is a long-term solution to happiness. A woman who is a bitch will only reap benefits during the initial attraction phase. She'll end up with a long record of short love-hate romantic relationships. So the bottom line is, in this current era, largely dominated by conflict, competition, and scarcity, it is vitally important that intelligent women look beyond short-term fixes in their love life and only focus on the genuine treasure of true love, which is based entirely on truth, wisdom, beauty, harmony, and peace of mind. Simply put, become a source of joy and live life fully.